Hello, everyone, and welcome back. You are tuned in to an upper intermediate lesson here on Open Language today. My name is Spencer.
My name's Adam.
And we are continuing my favorite series of all, the Zodiac series.
Okay, so it's finally time for all of you Aries out there. It's your time.
Yeah, it's time to listen up, because we're talking about you guys. Okay, so Aries is first on the astrological wheel, but we kind of saved the best for last, I believe.
Yep, that's it.
All right, so let's go ahead and listen to what we have in store today.
All right. As the first fire sign of the zodiac, Aries is fiery, bold, creative, and passionate. Not content to just sit on the sidelines, these brave, enthusiastic leaders have a burning desire to get into the game. Aries love to get things going and are fearless along the way. However, because they prefer to initiate rather than see things through to the end, they might not always finish what they start. The symbol of Aries is the ram, which is fitting because headstrong Aries likes to ram their ideas down everyone's throats. The restless characteristics of Aries mean that they can have an extremely hard time coping with dull and repetitive tasks. They can't stand doing the same thing every single day and always try to avoid falling into too much of a routine.
Okay, today's lesson is short and sweet, I think that's just how Aries likes it. They don't want it to be too repetitive.
Right.
Anyway, let's just jump on into it. As the first fire sign of the zodiac, it's the first sign of the zodiac, by the way, Aries is fiery. No way. Bold, creative, and passionate.
All right. So the fire sign is fiery.
Yes. So fiery is like of fire.
Yeah, about fire.
So kind of have characteristics of fire.
Yeah. And fire is bright and hot and powerful.
And so energetic.
Sure, yeah.
Maybe even passionate, which we also have here.
I would say those two words are the first that come to my mind.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, hot, maybe even.
Just be careful here, guys, because even the spelling of this word, F-I-E-R-Y, mm-hmm. kind of looks like fiery, but it is. It's just fiery.
Yeah, fiery.
Fire-y.
So, not content, not content, but content.
Okay.
Okay, so content means like okay with.
Okay with, satisfied.
Right, and content
is like the stuff that you, what's in a book or right. a podcast or a movie.
Right, so the content of today's lesson is talking about Aries, who is not content.
Not content.
To just sit on the sidelines. These brave, enthusiastic leaders have a burning desire to get into the game.
Okay, I love this sentence because it makes use of sports metaphors.
Right, okay, so we have two sports metaphors here in one sentence, right? Mm. So sitting on the sidelines, this means...
Well, it just basically means you're sort of watching. You're not mm-hmm. playing.
Mm-hmm. That's right. You're standing by. You're not involved.
Mm, right.
Whereas getting into the game...
You're leaving the sidelines.
Yeah, you are involved.
You're getting involved.
You're in the game and you have an influence on what happens.
Exactly. Okay. So we use so many... Well, actually, we use so many fire metaphors too, but I think for today's grammar section, mm-hmm. we should focus more on the sports metaphors.
Okay.
Because there's a bajillion.
Yeah, there's so many of them.
We love our sports.
Yeah, we sure do. Can we get one more?
No I in team. There's no I in team.
That's right. Okay, and Adam and I make a great team.
That's right, and a modest one at that.
Moving along here, Aries love to get things going and are fearless along the way.
Okay.
However, because they prefer to initiate rather than see things through to the end, they might not always finish what they start.
So this is what you were hinting at right at the beginning, right? That the Aries, they might kind of...
Yeah, they grow tired of something,
and they might... Yeah, okay. Yeah. So initiate just means...
Start,
begin something.
Mm-hmm. What are some things that we can initiate?
We can initiate conversation. If you are a very introverted person, mm-hmm. it might be difficult for you to initiate conversations.
That's right. That's right. You can initiate a diplomatic relationship.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this is a pretty formal word in a lot of ways. And not only is it formal, but it's also, it can be kind of technical.
Mm-hmm.
Like a computer program will initiate a sequence, program.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, a computer often, if you just read what it's doing, it will say, you know, initiating, initiating.
Yeah, that's right. So initiating, this means it's in the process of initiation.
Initiating.
Right. And initiation is also like, it can be an event where you start something.
Right. But this kind of event, especially for university students, it's pretty special because an initiation, it's something that they have to do as new students.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of the older students will sort of make their lives miserable for a week, 2 weeks.
Yeah. Well, this has been like a common practice or custom in Western universities.
Right. But it doesn't just need to be at school, right? I mean, companies can have their initiations or initiation day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always just that way of either welcoming the new people or torturing them.
Or a little bit of both.
Or both, right, exactly.
Right. Welcome them by torturing them. Okay, so we'll move along here. Initiating, meaning like to start. Seeing things through to the end, meaning to finish.
Which they don't like to do.
Yeah. Seeing things through, actually, you could just say there means finish.
Yeah, the to the end, just you don't need it, but
yeah.
It just kind of helps to get the point across
that
Aries really don't like to finish what they start.
Yeah, they don't always finish what they start.
Mm.
But neither do I, for example. Okay, the symbol of Aries is the ram, which is...
I thought you were going to do that for sure.
Which is fitting because headstrong Aries likes to ram their ideas down everyone's throats.
Okay.
Okay, great. So fitting. Here, this means like proper.
Yeah, suitable.
Suitable.
Right.
Right. And then headstrong.
I would say like stubborn.
Or even dominating.
Dominate. Well, I think about that ram, which we're talking about in two different senses here.
Mm-hmm.
A ram is a goat.
Right.
Sheep.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's an animal that uses its head to, you know, fight other rams or other animals, right?
That's right.
So we also tend to think of these animals as pretty stubborn, obstinate, if I could use that word.
That's right.
They get their way.
Or at least they hope so.
They hope so. Right, right, right.
So in doing all of this, they ram their ideas down everyone's throats.
Okay, so ram here is a...
It's a verb.
It's a verb. It's a great verb that means...
to like push, shove.
Force.
Yeah, right? to make happen, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, so to ram their ideas down everyone's throats.
Mm.
Now, this is a great pattern here. You can ram anything down the throat of somebody.
Doesn't sound very comfortable, does it?
No. But what is something we can ram down someone's throat?
Well, I mean, even just sticking with these ideas, right? I mean, you can ram your religious ideas down somebody's throat.
You can ram your conservative ideas.
Right. Nobody likes to have ideas rammed down their throats.
No, that's right. And instead of using ram, we can also say shove.
Yep.
Shove down someone's throat.
Yep. Again, it has that same meaning of, like we said, push, force.
Yeah. Means to force feed somebody. So you're force-feeding somebody. You're feeding them. You're giving them something that they don't necessarily want.
Right.
Okay, cool. The restless characteristics of Aries mean that they can have an extremely hard time coping with dull and repetitive tasks.
Okay, restless.
So can't rest easily.
Yeah.
Can't relax.
Without rest. Unable to rest.
So restless here, this is like an adjective.
It is.
Right?
It is.
But if you are restless, you might do things restlessly.
That's true. That's true.
Mm-hmm. What are some things that you might do restlessly?
Well, you can toss and turn restlessly.
Right. So like if you're in bed... And you're turning this way and you're turning that way. You can't sleep. you're restless,
yes,
right? You can't sleep, so you might toss and turn restlessly.
I'm thinking like on an airplane, you know, especially a long flight, mm-hmm. you might sit in your seat restlessly.
Yeah, you're uncomfortable, you want to get off the plane,
right, you're ready to go.
Yeah, you could feel very restless on a plane. You could, I don't know, if you're nervous about something and you're walking about, you know, you walk back and forth restlessly.
Mm.
Yeah. You could be restless because you drank too much coffee.
Yeah, it's true, yeah. Well, we often say like a restless sleep. Like mm-hmm. I slept last night, but not really.
Yeah, you didn't sleep too well.
Like it's not insomnia is just, you just can't sleep.
That's right.
But, you know, restless sleep is just, it probably wasn't very good.
Mm-hmm. That's right. The quality of sleep was no good.
There's one other way I love to use this word, which is growing restless.
Mm.
And you know, we usually use this with like a large group of people
mm-hmm.
Or like, for example, if Spencer was the CEO of a company and mm-hmm. he's got this idea that he's trying to, you know, execute.
Trying to ram down people's
trying
throats.
Trying to ram down the throats of, like, the board. but the idea is not making any money.
Mm-hmm.
So the board members, they're growing restless.
Mm.
Spencer, we gotta get the product to market.
Stop ramming this down our throats. It's yeah. making us restless.
Exactly.
Okay, so... because of this restless characteristics, they have difficulty coping with dull and repetitive tasks.
Okay.
So coping.
It's like dealing.
Yeah, to deal with.
Dealing with, yeah.
Yeah. What are some things that we cope with?
We cope with loss.
Yes, we cope with stress.
We cope with a breakup.
Yeah, we cope with maybe bankruptcy.
Yeah, that I guess, yeah, you'd have to cope with that.
Yeah, he's having a tough time living the normal life. He used to be so rich, and then he went bankrupt.
Yeah,
now he's just coping with the normal life.
Or we might even say he's finding it hard to cope.
Yeah, right, finding it hard to cope. And we were talking about repetitive tasks.
Okay, so repetitive, repeat.
Over.
And over.
And over.
Again. So we could say something like, you know, my work schedule is really repetitive.
Hmm. What about maybe even your tasks at work are repetitive?
Yeah, yeah, tasks, my work, my job is repetitive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, even life, right? Life can be pretty repetitive, which is not a terrible thing for everybody.
No, not necessarily. And if something is repetitive, it probably has like repetition.
Lots of repetitions.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the noun. It's, mm-hmm. you know, kind of the instance
mm-hmm.
of.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know. Like I just said, a lot of people actually like repetition.
Yeah.
They find comfort in repetition.
That's right. They find comfort in the normalcy.
Exactly.
So other things, repetition. Let's see. This makes me think of being in the gym.
Yes.
And pumping out some reps.
Okay. So you're probably not going to hear the word repetition in the gym.
No.
But it's there.
Mm-hmm.
It's hiding.
Yeah. When you're lifting weights, 1, 2, 3, 4. We call those reps.
Reps, right? Because yeah. we're just too lazy to say
the
whole word. Or, like, we're saving energy for the actual workout.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, fair enough. But either way, lifting weights is a repetitive exercise.
Mm, it is, right?
Yeah, so it comes with repetitions. Okay, so because of all this, Aries just... tries to avoid falling into too much of a routine.
Okay, so do you guys remember not too long ago we did a couple lessons on habits, the
mm-hmm.
power of habit.
Mm.
So, I mean, this is kind of the same thing here, right?
Mm-hmm.
You fall into a habit, you fall into a routine.
That's right. And there's good routines and bad routines. But here, falling into. So what are some other things we could fall into?
Well, you can fall into a hole. That kind of sucks.
You could fall into love.
You could fall into debt,
yeah.
I guess.
You could fall out of a routine, too, couldn't you?
We had a question. I think it was, I'm pretty sure it was one of our Amy's. Amy Wong. She asked Jenny what was the best way to say, like, get out of a habit or get out of a routine.
Mm.
And I guess fall out.
Yeah, fall out of a habit, fall out of a routine.
Because the thing about fall out is that you're not really in control.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, you could just stop doing something. Like, I stopped drinking cola a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't really... something I decided to do.
Really?
It just sort of happened.
Okay.
I just, you know, I didn't like it. anymore. And I thought, this is pretty dumb. But it wasn't like I was forcing myself to stop. I just kind of stopped. So I guess that's why we just say falling here, is because when you're falling, you've lost control, right? So again, it can be a good thing. It can be a bad thing. Falling in love is generally accepted as a good thing, but you're still losing control in a sense.
Yeah, you feel like you can't help it. You just love that person.
Right, exactly.
So Aries here, falling into too much of routine, they feel like they lost the control that they had, and now they're doing too much of a routine that they don't want to do.
It's repetitive.
Ah, poor Aries. Okay, let's go ahead and listen to that lesson again.
All right.
As the first fire sign of the zodiac, Aries is fiery, bold, creative, and passionate. Not content to just sit on the sidelines, these brave, enthusiastic leaders have a burning desire to get into the game. Aries love to get things going and are fearless along the way. However, because they prefer to initiate rather than see things through to the end, they might not always finish what they start. The symbol of Aries is the ram, which is fitting because headstrong Aries likes to ram their ideas down everyone's throats. The restless characteristics of Aries mean that they can have an extremely hard time coping with dull and repetitive tasks. They can't stand doing the same thing every single day and always try to avoid falling into too much of a routine.
All right, that about wraps it up for our Zodiac series. I'm so sad.
Well, it's just like a year has gone by ridiculously fast.
Yeah, too fast for me. My head is spinning. Either way, as always, please leave us your comments. Are you an Aries? Do you have Aries friends? Do you think that this lesson is fitting of them? Does it describe them well?
Yeah. You were mentioning before, Spencer, there are quite a few, like, famous Aries. I know there's famous, you know, people from every zodiac sign.
Brad Pitt's an Aries.
Brad Pitt is an Aries. Oh, okay. So he's fiery.
Yeah, he's a good-looking guy.
Creative.
Good, fiery.
any like examples of maybe not so maybe infamous people?
The founder of North Korea
is an Aries.
Yeah.
He was an Aries.
Yeah, he was an Aries.
Okay.
Yeah, he was born around April 15th ish.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, and I mean I know who was born on April 20th.
Who's that?
420. Is Hitler.
Yeah. Yeah, that's like the very end of Aries. It's like the cusp of Aries and Taurus. But he seemed pretty fiery and bold.
Those, like I was thinking before, like those speeches.
Yeah.
You know, like we would say like Hitler's speech would be like, that's a fiery speech. You get all the people.
Yeah, get all riled up.
Riled up. But the other thing, I guess, that Hitler had or did that kind of matches with our monologue today is didn't see it through to the end.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Either way, guys, to our Aries friends out there, sorry for bringing up Hitler there. Hope you're not offended. There are also many great Aries people out there. How about this? You go ahead and you look up some famous Aries people that you think are amazing, and you can leave them here for us at Open Language.
That's right, guys. We love all of your comments. We love all of your questions, whether or not they're related to the Zodiac. Doesn't matter.
That's right. So just leave them here for us, and we'll see you next time, guys.
All right. Bye, guys.
For more English podcasts, stay tuned to 开言英语每天听.